Welcome to Conversations in Cannabis. Today I'm sitting down with Hall of Flowers founder and CEO Danny Diamond to discuss his move to Ventura County and what we can expect from this year's Southern Californian event. This conversation was recorded over the phone on February 29th, 2024. So here with Danny Diamond, founder and CEO over at California-based Hall of Flowers, a business-to-business trade show for the cannabis industry, throwing their next event March 13th through 14th at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. Danny, really appreciate your time, brother.
Hi, Nick. Always good speaking with you.
It's been about a year since we last talked, right before your previous Hall of Flowers iteration. How have things been going for you, brother?
I mean, in terms of business, amazing. Seems like the industry has new life. You know, people adjusted to the new reality. People that are carrying debt from a dispensary learned how to manage it. Some of them, unfortunately, are out of business. But a lot of them, you know, either had payment plan, being smarter about who they're giving inventory to. And it seems like we're in a new chapter, hopefully. At the minimum, what we see with the show, with all the excitement around it, it appears so. We'll be a lot smarter in a month or two, I guess.
Well, it's been a crazy year. It's an election cycle right now. A lot of talks about rescheduling cannabis, a lot of talks about legalizing cannabis, a lot of new states coming on board. You have a unique position within the California market, which is currently the largest market within the United States. When you're looking at all of these other states kind of popping off one by one, you know, obviously New Jersey and New York is, people are very excited. Missouri people are very excited. I believe the last time we had talked, you had mentioned possibly expanding into the Florida region. You know, if that ever popped off for recreational, have some of these other states piqued your interest, or is California going to be your staple for your brand?
Of course they are, but it's like with what we are doing so far, right? We're going to have a new approach also in September, but with the B2B market, you need that network and buyers, sellers. Mm-hmm. Now, in September, we're going to do our first consumer event, like real consumer, right? Not like the professional consumer, if you can call them that way. So the idea is to bring over 10,000 people in the second day in Ventura, and I'm sorry, in Santa Rosa. Day one, B2B. They want B2C, allow the brands to engage directly with consumers, allow them to sell. We're hearing people want to sell all the way from full retail price to wholesale. People are very excited about it. And with that in mind, to answer your question, then that opens up more avenues for us, right? So it's all obviously state by state, regulation per state. But now states that didn't make sense before because the network of buyers and sellers was too small or more like a market that is concentrated will make a lot more sense now when we can offer a product that is tailored towards consumers.
When you were originally moving into the Southern California market, I know you first stepped into Palm Springs. Everybody said that that was a great event, possibly for the space. Maybe it wasn't really what you were looking for. What was the impetus that made you move from the Palm Springs area over to Ventura? Was Ventura just a better fit overall?
So honestly, the number one issue is the regulations. So if I could do a legal show in New York, I would have done a show in New York. In LA, I would have done a show in LA. Not even a question. New York too, by the way. it's surprising how many places are against that or places that are pro cannabis, but hey, they don't want events. So when you think about it, the regulations came in 2017. The first places when you can host a cannabis event were fairgrounds. Okay, we're talking about what? About 6 years of, you know, traction. This one was not one even single incident of violence. Okay, not in our event, not in any other event. Yet, you know, take a lot and time and effort to try to convince cities. Okay, so Cathedral City, great city to work with. They got it right away. They have a lot of retail, they have manufacturing, cultivation. But the venue itself changed ownership. And the new owner, because it's a private owner, is not pro cannabis. Even if, like, crazy enough, even if the building stays empty. I
Is
mean,
it people are trying to cut off their noses to spite their faces, seems.
yeah, I mean, no doubt at least the person that sticks to what he believes in, but you know, so then it's forcing you to change location. I love that location, lots of hotels. Now, in general, there's a lot of excitement right now. A new venue, also closer to LA, anyway, you look at it. Kind of in many ways against traffic, right? So people will leave LA in the morning, will go against traffic, when traffic going into the city, and vice versa on the way back. On the beach, people are excited about it. Like, literally, you can walk to the beach.
That's amazing.
It's a venue that is similar in kind of in style to Santa Rosa in a way that has a lot of bunch of smaller buildings and everyone under one roof, which after the first Palm Springs, we ran a survey. You know, what do you like better, Santa Rosa or Palm Springs? And it was 50-50. People like the idea of several buildings, like that natural outdoor that is there, right? A lot of grass area, palm trees we also have in this venue. So, again, going back to your question, it's not that I have had the luxury to choose from a lot of places, but it seems like it resonates with a lot of people. And then, of course, all the getting everything approved, you know, not easy, not easy.
No, and Bill, do you think that as more and more places start to incorporate some type of cannabis into their experience, something like Grasslands, the music festival having that activation, or the California State Fair having that activation, do you feel like those things will help kind of grease those wheels with newer venues?
Look, obviously, anything positive happen, influence has a ripple effect in it, affecting other people. I mean, is it fast enough? No. Is it enough in general? Also, no. Now, you know, it's shocking to think that still the perception of people.
Despite the fact that a lot of MBAs are moving in.
Huh?
I said, despite the fact that a lot of professionals are now in cannabis, it's not, I would like to see that cultural vernacular change because, again, like when I first got in, at least during the 215 era, it was, it was all of us stoners and the bastion of the cannabis industry. But now you have a lot of professionals moving in, a lot of people with MBAs, PhDs. Do you think that that might also help change that perception eventually with some of
Again,
these larger venues?
every little thing here, but you know, like if you ask me that question, is 2018, 2019, it will say, let's just even say pre-pandemic, we'll say, oh, in 2 years it'll be all over California. And it's not. It's not. I mean, there's still cities that are not opening, and there's plenty other that opening. A lot of cities, their only objective is getting the revenue dollars. Right, they're not actually looking at it in the benefit for their constituencies. They're purely looking at the revenue dollar, and it shows. You know, they treat you that way. Are you adding value besides being a cash cow, or you're just a cash cow? If they treat you that way, it shows. Now, you know, things like was in one talking one city official without naming. People, the person that was a chief of police, okay, and on for that city, and it's like I told you, we never had any issue in any of us. He goes, you never had an issue. You go, you know, it's kind of hard to start a fight when you consume cannabis because there's no alcohol, and he looks up, wow, a light bulb open up, like wow, that's true actually, that is true, and the person shifted. But that's, you know, that's on one-on-one conversation.
But unfortunately, you rarely get those one-on-ones with those
That's
types of
exactly
people.
right.
Yeah.
You can look, people will speak to you. I wouldn't say that, but you know, it's like, where do you allocate your time? I mean, we're not a huge company, you know, I don't have a whole department working on this. Maybe I should, I don't know, but I don't.
Well, it's also the fact that, you know, it takes someone being open-minded to that fact. So you talking to that police chief and him seeing that light bulb is a perception that a lot of people, say, in that position might not have had or be willing to have. So at least that cultural perspective is starting to change, where at least they're willing to listen a little bit.
It's interesting that you said that because I haven't faced so far when it's a face to face, I haven't faced any like hard no. Like, for example, that owner of the venue in Cathedral City, would it the answer be different if I had a face to face? I haven't even thought about it honestly until now, but maybe.
I mean, I think that's what it takes. I mean, honestly, I think it takes somebody sitting down with somebody who's the actual the person who's not only just holding the cards, but holding the risk from the business perspective, from the regulatory perspective, and saying, hey, like, this is what the business has been, this is what the business will be, and this is why it exists this way. You know, we don't have alcohol because alcohol introduces violence. We've never seen violence at any cannabis event currently in California that doesn't have alcohol. Take a look at the data and see if that changes your mind. I think that would go a long ways.
Yeah, I mean, we have of course from Colorado, right? Solid data, you know, way before California became recreational, and still, yeah. But again, nevertheless, we made it happen. Great
And you
team,
guys.
for yeah.
Well, you
It
guys found
was
an incredible venue, though. I mean, the venue that you guys landed on is absolutely incredible. Ventura County, the weather is going to be absolutely way, way, way more temperate than Palm Springs area. And I feel like you will be able to drive a lot more people, say, from the city. When you were picking out spaces that you wanted to throw your next iteration in, what were some KPIs that you kind of looked at per venue? I mean, what made you say that Ventura? I mean, obviously Ventura is the perfect venue, but like, what made you finally land on Ventura?
again, it has a lot of similarity to Santa Rosa, with that being fairground, with that being a few buildings, that being relatively close to LA. And I honestly drove to Ventura already in 2018. 2018 or so, 2019. It was a weekend. Went with my wife and my son. It was open. I look around. I said, "This is great." Touching base the following week, and I'm like, no cannabis, right? And then a few years later, about 2 years ago, we started conversing again. I guess by that time, I already found Cathedral City, so focused on that. But from the first time I walked there, I thought it was a great venue. The building are kind of, you know, like when you go to the show in Santa Rosa, it's like a T, right? You're getting in and you have like the food and all of that to the left and the building, and then you go to the right. Over here, there's like a circular movement. Let's just say there's a main road, and then you go, and there's two buildings to the right, two buildings to the left, and we have the food court, and we have consumption. Of course, consumption will be also in another area. It just flows very nicely,
Nice. Well,
like really nicely. So,
for industry veterans that, because I mean, this would be, I want to say my fifth Hall of Flowers. I believe my fifth. I think I might have missed one. But for industry veterans who have been going to your show for so long, what are some things that they can expect from Ventura County that might be either different or similar to previous experiences they've had at Hall of Flowers prior?
so in terms of ancillary events, right? So we have a party again hosted by Gelato on Wednesday night. We have also a main party on Tuesday night. We partner with Canna Management for all those events, and they kind of facilitate that. I am. How about I keep it as a surprise? If I'll be completely honest, I'm afraid to forget someone, so I rather not naming the events. But a lot of great companies are doing events.
When you're looking at, say, these ancillary parties and stuff like that, as an event producer, it's got to be hard to allow these people to kind of throw these parties and not have your say in it. So ha the ability to have these types of partnerships where you can say, hey, like, let's work together and make this happen in a positive way. Because I think that there was one time where George and Cody threw their own party at one of your Santa Rosa events in a mansion, and they ended up getting in trouble, I think.
Yeah,
So
so look, obviously our really our only request is that you also participate in our show. You know, we're bringing everyone to town, we invested the money to bring everyone in town. Just participate in the show. Take a
yeah.
booth, the smallest booth, just be part of it. And for the most part, it works. For the most part, it works. And then besides that, I think, I mean, in a party, how can you really engage in conversations? They don't getting to know, not really, right? So the first dollar should go to the event, but not to the party. But you know, some people do view it differently. So that's how I make more. You mentioned that event in Santa Rosa, and that's, you know, that's basically transpired doing an event in a building that we could secure. Okay, because and then created a lot less issues with the city. Right, so the city was not happy about that, and then I heard from the city. So many ways for me also, I need to make sure that the city is happy.
Of course.
Or the
Well, I don't want to poo-poo too much on George and Cody Sadler, because I do believe that the only problem they had was they had too many cars. It was too popular. So them partnering with you is absolutely amazing. I love what you guys did last year with that party. I'm looking forward to what you guys are doing this year with the current party. When you're looking at the Ventura County event, and you're looking at kind of the Engage software that you guys have for business-to-business meetings. I know that you had originally launched that type of technology during the pandemic. How has that taken off in contrast to, say, that first touch meeting of, I don't know who you are, I don't know your brand, show it to me, versus like pre-scheduled meetings now, and then I'll meet you at the show. Like, how has that taken off? Has it gone one way or the other?
it was very successful last time. So people that actually succeed, we heard it from brands and buyers, right? But it's not for everyone. That's the reality. Some people just want to walk the show. Some people don't want to have scheduled meetings, especially in this industry. I'm sure the adoption of a scheduled meeting in a tech trade show is a lot more successful than in cannabis exchange. And that's okay. You know, and talking about, and again, we still have a, I want to say that 90 something brands already signed up this morning. I think today we already opened it for also for buyers, right? So first the brands log in, then the buyers can see which brands logged in. And it's a, I'm sure that it will be productive for those who use it. Now, another piece of technology that actually started from a requirement for the city. So we met with the city, one of the initial requirements was that it will be a cashless event because that will work with their code, right?
Sure.
We'll to not get into it will not require too many changes in the code, if you will, or not no changes at all, I should say. So that's how it all started. So Blaze, the point of sale system, just and launched basically QR codes. So if you remember, we used to have those tickets, and the ticket will redeem, it will get you to go to the dispensary and get your product. Now the brand will show you the QR code, and you can scan the QR code, and basically it will add an item to your cart.
Oh, sick.
And then when you get it ready to redeem, you press a button and you're gonna get a notification, hey, your cart is ready. Your
That
product is ready, right? And so that's great. One issue that we're facing right now is in order to do that's seamlessly, you need to put your banking information. Surprisingly, you know, although it's done with a Stronghorn and play, you know, big players in that market, so your information is secure basically. Adoption is also slower, but we are basically educating the audience of the benefits of doing that, and that will the goal is for that to create a much more pleasant experience. When you go into the dispensary, you're just picking up a bag, really.
Well, and that's what I was about to say is like, I think one thing that all veterans of Hall of Flowers can admit is that they have stood in line in the dispensary line at least once. So the ability to simply check out from your smartphone is massive upgrade, in my opinion. I'm looking forward to seeing how that technology rolls out. So now for your POS system, you guys are partnered with Blaze this time?
Yeah, and I will say, even look, in the last 2 years, more than that, I mean, it was great. The partnership we had with NAG and Trees was great, right? There were no lines in the last 2 years, so we nailed it, right?
Sure.
These requests came from the city, and it happened to be that the Wheelhouse was a local dispensary. It was actually opening, I get the target was more. So they go March 1st, they're opening, they're in a neighboring city and not opening in Ventura. And they approach us, interested to do the dispensary. And then their POS provider is Blaze, which already had the technology. So that's how really it came about.
It makes sense. But I mean, shout out to John Yang and Sharif El Sisi over at Trees. You know, great people, great technology. But I absolutely am very curious to see how this QR code technology rolls out, because I do believe that's the one thing that and you know, there were times where there was a slight line, but again, nothing like the first couple years. But when you're talking about these large scale buyers, and they have to deal with so many brands, like just the ability to check out on your phone is such a quality of life upgrade for the business-to-business aspect of the cannabis industry.
Yes, and look, there's no challenges with that. We're going to have 15 access points per building. Crowd the venue up 80 access points. So, you know, just a crash course on networks. So on an access point, you can have about 300 users. So it really doesn't matter how much bandwidth you even have from the grid, right? It's the amount of people that can connect. But if you have 15 access points per building in the that means 15 times 300, you're talking about 4,500 people, right? So calculation like that, making sure there's enough bandwidth also at the entrance, making sure people that didn't download the app, you want to make sure they have enough bandwidth to do that. You know, we already promoted to people like connect your bank account right now before the app, even on the web. It will be ready for you once you download the app. So, you know, it's exciting. And we'll, you know, remain to be seen. But that's the new piece. That's the new piece.
Well, I think, honestly, again, I think that a cashless system, I think that's where the industry is going. I think that's where all industries are going. And I'm glad to see that cannabis is finally taking that step. I'm glad to see that you, as a cannabis plant touching business, or as a trade show dealing with the plant touching businesses, are taking that step. What are some standout brands that we can look forward to this year? Obviously, Gelato doing the party, they're going to have a presence on the show floor. What are some other large scale brands we can look forward to seeing?
Fruit, Dime, Nabiscam with a whole network of booths, Originals, you know, Puffco will be there. We have Turn and Cake, the kind of competing, you would say, on their product. We have Elevated, which is kind of a new entity. I'm happy to see Mammoth Distribution. Obviously, they have heavy hitters, but they're bringing new product, a lot of also new product, you know, so you're going to be able to see a lot of new brands. Claypool coming back. We have the a local equity group out of Sacramento. They're going to bring 10 brands. This is a very exciting partnership as well. That's basically our contribution this time. We're gonna have an art gallery.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, we're gonna have art that was provided by prisoners, by people that sitting in jail for cannabis, and 100% of the proceeds, you're gonna be able to buy the art, 100% of the proceeds go back to the inmates.
I am curious, like when you were deciding to do this art exhibition as part of the Hall of Flowers experience, what was the talk that eventually brought that into fruition?
First of all, we like to do new things. And 40 Tons is going to be there. We spoke with 40 Tons, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's kind of associated with what they're already doing. And they're not just for that. They also, at the end of the day, the brand is for profit. So that's kind of transpired that. And Rama was just working with those guys, and he's very excited about it. And it's going to be great. And it's
I mean,
going to be.
I'm absolutely excited to see. I'm especially excited to see the fact that you guys are doing a sale on those pieces. Now, are you guys doing it as a silent auction? Are you doing it as a one price buyout? How are you planning on doing this?
It's a one price buyout, and I have an idea, by the way, for a different type of silent auction that needed some technology development. Regardless, Hall of Flowers is something that I think for the event business in general, but no, for now it's going to be a price, and whoever pays the price gets it.
Well, I'll definitely be looking for something for my house, that's for sure. When you're looking at the totality of the United States, obviously you're only located in California. I don't believe that you have a Toronto show on the map this year. When you're looking at the rest of the United States, there's been a lot of talks about fear of Florida and their 10% cap thing that they're trying to push forward in their recreational market. Is there any talks or any type of regulatory fears that you're hearing in the California markets as it relates to the cannabis industry?
I mean, no. I would say no. I am. Look, other than the event regulation, I don't need to be in the forefront of regulation. And when there is an issue transpired, I will mostly hear about it from the brands,
Well, that's what I was
right?
wondering. I was wondering if you heard any kind of crazy rumblings from any of the brands, because I know that a lot of people are upset about this potential 10% cap over in Florida.
I know, but I can tell you that I'm hearing a lot more people having a DCC inspection. If in the last 2 months I had two different people that needed to reschedule a meeting because the DCC show up in the facility, that means that they're doing more of that right now.
Well, hey, the DCC is doing their due diligence. That's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. Hopefully, we'll see some regulatory easement in the California markets soon, because there are definitely a lot of people hurting out there. If you could give one piece of advice to suggest that somebody come to Hall of Flowers, if you're a dispensary buyer, your district's regional dispensary purchaser, what would be the one thing to say, hey, like you cannot miss Hall of Flowers, and this is the reason?
I mean, it is a great question. It's a mirror of the marketplace. You can get to see who's out there, who's new. You can get to see who's coming up with new products. I'm saying be serious, walk around, don't stick to one spot. Don't create relationship with those that you don't know and maintain relationship with those that you know. I mean, me personally, since I was in high school, I would never hang out in the breaks with my closest friends. I can see them in the evenings, in the weekend. I go hang out with the other groups. So it's like on the same line, go and let's just say if you come to the event and you're just gonna speak with those that you know already, it's a missed opportunity. So,
Excellent.
and Hall of Flowers is also fun because we believe that it's actually productive, right? It helps the business, obviously. You can taste the product, you can, if it's clean or that, you'll show. The person that got me into the trade show business is a retailer. So if a store looks good, people will shop. That was the philosophy for the trade show. Now, But let's make sure that you're not getting confused with a festival. It's
Yeah.
fun in order to entice buyers to shop, to be creative and open creativity. But if the whole time you're just sitting out there and just again hanging out with the people that you know already.
Oh yeah, and 100%. And I think that that's honestly one thing that I would give advice even outside of a trade show setting is like, look, if you're doing business with these people already, say hi for sure, maintain that network, but see the people who you've never seen before. See the brands and the products that you've never been exposed to. I can still remember the second ever Hall of Flowers that I was at, the season two, where I ran into a Golden State and a simple 10 by 10, you know what I mean? And I'd never heard of the brand before that. They had just launched a couple months prior, and it was some of the best flower that was on the show floor. And
Yeah.
if you weren't willing to stop and say hi to a new face, you'd never know. And now they're one of the bigger brands in California. They just opened retail, I believe, at the beginning of the month. Definitely amazing advice. Incredible to see you again. I really look forward to seeing the Ventura County event. Look forward to seeing in Santa Rosa. Is that going to be the totality of what you're looking forward to? Is just your Northern and Southern California show, or is there a possibility? Because I know that you were super happy about the way that Toronto turned out. Is there a potential of a return to Toronto in the future?
Yes. We have right now a hiccup with the space issue, but definitely, absolutely.
We would like to thank Danny for his time and being on today's episode. Make sure to check out Hall of Flowers in Ventura County, March 13th and 14th at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. For more information, please visit www.hallofflowers.com. And that'll do it for us today. Thanks again for listening, and as always, make sure to stay tuned to the next episode here on Conversations in Cannabis.